One of Macon's last requests was to have no tombstone, but merely a pile of rocks. As noted on a nearby marker, he requested no grief be expressed upon his death, but rather that his loved ones have dinner and grog and toss a stone on the grave. It remains a tradition for some people, hence the size of the pile. Thomas Jefferson's praise is etched on the 20th century monument, Ultimatum Romanarum, Latin for Last of the Romans, a reference to the ancient Roman ideal of the public servant. Jefferson and Macon were political allies. Former Secretary of the Navy and publisher of the News and Observer in Raleigh, Josephus Daniels, a leading segregationist, spoke at the dedication ceremony attended by 1,200 people. Fort Macon near Morehead City, Randolph-Macon College, and towns in North Carolina and Georgia are named for Nathaniel. Historical tidbit. In 1800, Macon railed against the government paying for monuments, saying in Congress, "Since the invention of types, printing, monuments are good for nothing." Yet when the North Carolina legislature asked him to suggest a sculptor for a statue of George Washington, Macon asked Jefferson. He recommended Antonio Canova of Italy. Canova created a controversial image of Washington as an ancient Roman military hero, which was placed in the state capitol in Raleigh in 1821. When the building burned 10 years later, the dome fell and shattered the statue. Years later, Canova's model was found, and a plaster replica was sent to North Carolina in 1910. 60 years after that, a marble replacement was finally installed in the new 1840 Capitol, where it sits today in basically the same place as the original.